We've been learning about Abraham, haven't we, in Sunday school. And Abraham, how would you describe Abraham?
He's nice, he's sharing, he's giving, he's willing to let other people go first.
Right.
And helpful, graceful, forgiving, like she said.
Yeah. Now, he and Lot had a decision, didn't they? They were growing and growing and growing, and they didn't fit in all this land that God promised them. So they had to say goodbye to each other and move and separate. And who was in charge of this decision?
Lot.
He was number two.
Abraham.
Okay. And Abraham could say, well, God gave me this power. And he said we needed to separate. So you go over there, and I'm going over here. But what did Abraham say?
He said, you can pick which land you want, and then I'll go to the other lands that you don't want.
That's right. He was being given. He was allowing Lot to choose. I mean, and what did Lot choose?
He chose the best land he thought he had, but since he chose the best, he got less servants, and since Abraham chose the better land, he got more servants.
Well, Abraham took what was left. Yeah. And so they had to make some compromises, and he, even though he wanted to make the decision, he wanted to be generous, didn't he? And that's what God wants us to be, right? He wants us to do the best that we can. He wants us to move into the realm of excellence, doesn't he? Yes. Now, does he know that we're not always going to be excellent?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And we're glad that he does. But if you're striving for excellence, what you're doing is pretty darn good, isn't it? Yeah. And in making all those mistakes as we go, it's okay. It's okay that we fear that we won't make the right decision. It's okay that we snap at our friends once in a while. It's okay that we leave our bed unmade once in a while, even though we want that room to be very spotless. It's okay because we're forgiven. Right? What gives us the knowledge that we are forgiven?
God.
Yes. And?
Jesus.
And because he did what?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross for us. And he wiped us clean. And today we're going to take communion to remind us that we have that chance no matter what we've done. He loves us, and he had your name and your name on his mind when he hung there. So let us remember that we can move toward excellence because who is always with us?
God.
Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be with these young people this day and all of this week to give them the feeling of excellence, that God wants them to be the best they can be. And in your name we pray. Amen.